The summer driving season is coming to an end, and drivers hitting the road for Labor Day weekend are in luck. Pump prices are below the seasonal average over the last 5 years. Bloomberg's refined products reporter Jeff Baer joins me from Houston to discuss where gasoline prices are headed this fall, as well as how demand is looking. It's great to have you on, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Jessica. So wherever you're driving this fall, you're probably going to do something fun wherever you're going. You're going to have more money when you get there, because all the forecasts generally have gasoline going cheaper. AAA, your auto club, and Gas Buddy both say they're seeing gasoline below $2 a gallon in the Deep South, and the rest of the country should be a little above that level in the $2.10-$2.20 range. It's a really important psychological level for drivers. If you see $1.99 at the pump, that seems a lot cheaper to you than $2.09 or $2.29. And then even now, parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana have already gone under $2 in rural areas.
Interesting. So I'm also taking a look at some data from AAA here, and it seems like we're seeing the cheapest Labor Day weekend gasoline prices in 3 years. So what states have the highest and lowest prices as drivers hit the road? And, you know, why are we seeing such low prices?
So your big winner is Louisiana at just under $2.20 a gallon, around $2.19. If you head east from there in a swath across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, you're looking in the mid-220s. Why the prices are so low in the South, it's because the fuel taxes are very low. But generally speaking, production is very high. Refineries have been running hard, and extra gasoline is getting into the market.
Now, I also want to bring up demand. So U.S. Energy Information Administration data showed weekly gasoline demand hit a record high earlier this month. Now, it's still hovering near that record, right about at 9.9 million barrels a day. So what is causing such strong consumption, and is it likely to continue?
Just like going back to high school and economics class, the price is low. The folks will go to the pump and will fill up a little quicker. They will not delay things they want to do because of the gas price, and demand will go up for that reason. One thing about that demand figure, it's important to note, it is a product supplied figure, so it's how much gasoline is going to the market, but not how much is going out into the tanks. So it's a little, it's a good number to look at. I would not give 100% confidence to it.
So I am looking forward to seeing if we really are going to see gasoline below $2 a gallon into this fall, like some of these forecasters are predicting. Jeff, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.